It is amazing and feels like almost a miracle here on Static on 2SER to be joined in the flesh by Stella from Warpaint. Welcome in.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
It's so nice to see you and so good to have you repping Warpaint, albeit solo, which is probably a lot of what you've been doing the past couple of years, you know, working isolated in this band while scattered across the globe.
Yeah, definitely. I'm sure it's a very familiar situation for lots of creatives and musicians trying to make a record during this time.
Different if you're the Aussie on the other side of the world, though.
Yeah, it's a lot of early mornings.
Yeah, I bet. And even before the pandemic hit, you had sort of had so many other things going on in the band anyway, right? Keeping you apart. There'd been babies and solo records and tours and all sorts of stuff. Yep. So was it a very slow process getting a Warpaint record together before all this other stuff happened?
Yeah, it was definitely. There were a lot of kind of unexpected and novel things like children in wombs, etc. that really, just changed the nature of producing a record and thinking about touring and promoting that record. But I think it's usually a pretty laborious process for us to make a record. I think the amount of time between records this time had a lot to do with how long we toured our previous record. So from an external point of view, it looks like there's just 6 years of inactivity, but in fact we were touring our record Heads Up from 2016 to pretty much the middle of 2019, which was when we finally had time to get together in a studio and start.
But now you think about that, Stella, isn't it good that you road dogged it then?
Yes.
Because you haven't been able to do it the last couple of years.
If only we knew, we would have done it for 6 years straight.
And you had done some work on this Warpaint record before things stopped as well. So was that sort of like having, when you finally got some momentum going, then having it all yanked out from under you?
Yeah, I think the bulk of the rhythm tracks, at least, so Jen and myself had done the majority of our work before the pandemic. So that was both a relief and also kind of quite alienating in a way, because you like finishing a record in person with people and kind of hearing ideas in the room with one another so everyone can suggest things or at least even just support an idea. You know, I think Emily and Teresa had to make so much of this record in isolation from each other, but also, just kind of like a new environment of recording. So having to set things up at home and make sure the mic sounds good and make sure it's record quality and all that kind of stuff. All these things that you don't really have to think about when you're showing up to a studio and all that stuff's taken care of. And
it is amazing. It must have thrown up so many things that you had been taking for granted or not even thinking about. And I know that in the 21st century, a lot of bands make records apart from each other, but are there just those basic things of being able to play and look each other in the eye that can't be replicated anyway?
Yeah, and you forget how efficient it is to be in the room making decisions with people where it's not an email that sometimes takes 2 or 3 days for a response, you know. Here's an idea or here's a guitar line, and then everyone takes a collective 5 or 6 days to give their opinion on it. That's just so slow compared to the incredibly immediate response of being in a room and just being like, I don't like it, or try that again, or that's brilliant, you know.
Stella, you guys in Warpaint need interns that are just tapping on the shoulder going, I need an answer to this right now. Come on, let's go.
That's a good app, just like a finger that taps you message.
The flip side is, does it also help that you had a lot of playing and working history together? So there must have still been plenty of instinctual moves for this Warpaint record?
Yeah.
You sort of all know after playing together for a while?
Yeah, absolutely. I think we're all a product of each other's taste in that way when we're writing and producing for Warpaint, is that we don't really move too far outside of what we know the other members like, you know, in terms of their taste. And so I think we kind of edit one another and edit ourselves individually with ideas based on what we think the other person or the other three will get excited about or something like that. And oftentimes we do make decisions based on exciting one another musically.
And so that way, did the album get built up more, this Warpaint record, rather than bashing it out in a room?
Definitely. I think we'd kind of started that process a little bit with our last record, with Heads Up. There was a lot of working in pairs, even if it was in the same physical space often. There wasn't so much the four of us having to be in the room together making decisions or going through the four-mind filter of a band. So we'd started that process earlier, but definitely refined that with this record.
Sure. I also feel like that process suits the vibe and pace of a lot of Warpaint material as well. Mm. You're at your best when you're a little languid and ethereal, aren't you?
Yeah, and when there's a little bit more of a kind of patience to the songs as well, where it's less of a kind of pop formula or something like that, and ideas can be stretched out and then edited according to what kind of serves the song most. And sometimes you're really rushed in that process when you are in a room together or when you do have a really hard deadline. But as so many musicians over the pandemic learnt, that a deadline is pretty much meaningless these days. Very relative, nebulous thing.
And Stella, I don't know if it's the way of working or something bigger at play, but there's a real soulfulness to the Warpaint record.
Yeah.
A song like Hard to Tell You exudes sultriness.
Mm, thank you. Yeah. Yeah, I think that one's like, it's soulful, but also very honest in a way that I don't think I've really heard that kind of clarity and honesty in Warpaint records before, just like a directness of that's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, there is a frankness that's come with it. Stevie is this seductive R&B getting jiggy song, you know? You're down and dirty. I never thought I'd hear those lyrics come out of a Warpaint record.
Well, there you go. We're here to surprise you.
Well, it is a surprise, and it's great to hear, as I say, that come out of one of your records. Mm-hmm. And leaving no doubt, the album closes with a song called Send Nudes.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, that was originally a song that Teresa wrote on a camping trip with her son, her teenage son, and it was about actually sending a cup of noodles to one another.
Which is explained in the lyrics. Yep, it does a flip on it.
Send a couple of noodles.
So it can be read either way when you get that text.
Absolutely.
You know,
I'm sure
if someone sends you a send nudes text,
that
might just mean they want a cup of soup.
They're hungry.
But writing that way, do you think it takes a certain age of being more comfortable in your own skin to figuratively bear all on a record?
Yeah, I think there's a vulnerability or a transparency that tends to go hand in hand with maturity as an individual, but also collectively as a band. There's less to hide behind, I think, and there's less to gain from hiding behind metaphor and kind of obscuring the point of a song. And we're very good at that. And we've done that in droves for three records. And it's really nice for me to also hear just the way that how clear and direct some of the lyrics are that Emily and Teresa have written.
You've had some fans misinterpreting their lyrics for far too long, have you?
Yes.
Now it's like, come on.
Yeah, here it is.
Because there is that confidence about this album too. Mm-hmm. The album opens on a note of positivity and affirmation with that song, I'm a Champion.
Yep.
Which, again, feels like something you've probably gained the older you've got as a foursome.
Yeah, I think it's also like a reminder of a certain point to one another and to just the world at large and to each of us individually, that kind of feeling. It's something that's like, you're manifesting a reality, as opposed to you don't always feel that way, but it's nice to have a reminder of that in the songs that you're singing on stage or the songs that you're performing as a band, you know, just having a more of a positive spin on
a few
things.
Less downers in the set is a good help.
Exactly. We're just balancing things out.
And also calling it Champion, it's going to be second only to Queen's We Are the Champions to now get played on TV sports shows, I think. And Stella, outside of the Warpaint stuff, of course, you have been, as they say, thriving during the pandemic, really, because you've played on a bunch of records from Kate Le Bon and Kurt Vile and Courtney Barnett, which you even produced too. So in a way for you, what a relief you were isolated and able to do more stuff. Like, things have worked out for you relatively well, haven't they?
Yeah, really. I didn't really expect to have been busy at all with music over the pandemic, but I felt really lucky, very privileged that at least in Australia there was a brief period where people could meet in a studio legally and safely and responsibly, and was lucky enough to make the Courtney record during that time and be able to go up to Mooloolah and that kind of area in the north and demo a lot of those songs. And yeah,
In the past, those artists would have been asking you to play drums on their records, and you would have been saying, oh, sorry, I'm on a four-year tour. I can't do it right now.
I've been actually really lucky to be able to squeeze all of those things in. So all the stuff I've done with Kurt and Kate in the past have been somehow just wedged perfectly between immense Warpaint tours.
And despite working on all those other records, you've even managed to create a new project as well, because you've done this thing with Brian from Boombip and Neon Neon called Belief, which is your techno beast.
That's right.
Thing, which I'm very keen to hear more of.
Yeah, we've been working on that record or that project for 5 years, probably the length of the last since the last Warpaint record, honestly. It's been one of those strange things where, you know, you build up so much work and you end up working on various projects over 2 or 3 years, but then by virtue of just the pandemic ending and everyone releasing around the same time and wanting to tour all those projects, everything just comes out in the same, feels like the same week that everything came out. It actually has felt so languid, even though it feels prolific, you know.
Well, you're always doing stuff. I mean, I even noticed you recently had a desert trip with John Omar and Kieran from Fortet and Sam from Floating Point. Yep. So is that some super group in the works, or were you all taking hallucinogenics out there?
I can't speak to that. I deny, no comment. But yeah, they're all friends of mine. I've been friends with Jono, obviously, for many years since we were kids. But they all came out. I have a house out in Joshua Tree, so they came out to climb and hang out. And yeah, they always stop by my house when they're
I love that invitation. Don't make a record. Let's just do some climbing.
Yeah.
That's the way to go.
Yeah. Sometimes it's more fun.
Will you keep on climbing? As they say, it's so good to see you and be safe on the road with Warpaint. This might stretch on for another 4 years now.
Who knows?
We might have a listen to Trouble off the album, which is one of the most harmonic songs.
Beautiful.
Warpaint.
Good choice.
Great to see you, Stella.
Thank you so much.
And take care on the road. This is Warpaint now on Static. Thanks for the chat.
Cheers.